We are back with Bluegrass Refugee Voices on WLXULPFM. Dana is here with us now, so we're excited to have her back in the studio. I don't know how to do this without my partner. And so, yeah, let's talk a little bit about Esterbrock. What you showed up to translate. I texted you late at night to do this interpretation work at a school. Yeah. And you showed up, and who did you find there as the volunteer bringing them?
Well, when I reached the school, I saw Mr. Steve Zahar. And the moment I saw him, like I know this man. I saw him, like, so familiar for me. Pretty much because maybe I'm so much into movies. I always watch movies. So I know, like, the screen faces. Like, I can recognize immediately. And I know it's a celebrity person. And then immediately I text a message to Carissa. Like, Carissa, am I on the right way? Like, can I ask a picture? Or maybe it's embarrassing? Yeah,
dude. So cute. I was like, sure, ask him for his picture. It's great. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Dana, then what was your experience when you saw the Breckenridge teachers the next day? What did they say?
Oh, yeah. So the teachers from the school that they go, those children go to, I just broke this. They, I think I just broke the mic. No big deal.
Oh, no.
So they were laughing and saying she, Heather Gould was walking around and introducing herself. She lived in Morocco. She speaks some Arabic. And so she's going around. And then she gets to Steve and looks up at him and is like, the family's like, this is our volunteer. And we already talked about the BCH experience, too.
No,
I think people have been just like, wait, you look really familiar. I guess when you're in Lexington, you don't expect to meet someone that's on the big screen. And our ladies that work at the health clinic called Carissa after the first time Steve picked up clients, and they were like, is Steve Zahn picking up your clients now? Yeah.
And I said, no, you sent them with him? What is happening?
He's been stalking around KRM trying to get our clients in his car. Right. No, but Carissa actually introduced me to one of Steve's movies this last weekend. We watched Happy Texas. So
yeah, right on.
That was, other than the good dinosaur, that was my first Steve experience.
Yeah, a lot of cartoons, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're just happy to have him around, but it's funny whenever people or even clients like kind of do a double take, or they're like, he's famous, isn't he? Someone said that. He's famous, isn't he?
Cause yeah, but that question,
can tell.
The answer is no.
Well,
because if you ask the question, then obviously it's...
Now, one of our... Now, well, that's true.
If somebody asks me, like, are you famous? I go, like, no. You're asking. If I was
one
famous,
of our interns
know
was a really big Daddy Daycare fan, though.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing is, you know, here I haven't worked for a year, so I've been... My kids call me Miss Man Mom. And my wife's a writer, so I've just been shopping and planning meals and driving kids around town and volunteering. And when you do this stuff, you don't, I think people think when you are like in movies that you're always, when you're driving around or going places, that you are always aware of the fact that you're in movies. Like if I walk into Kroger, I'm like, I'm in movies and I'm going to Kroger. You don't. So when somebody comes up asking you something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think of myself as an actor while I'm driving refugees to the doctor.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So sometimes it's a little surprising to me.
Carissa, but that makes the refugees very happy. Because, I mean, this experience I was with, the people, the clients you have, they were very happy and so excited, like, to see a celebrity was, like, taking care of them. And so that's going to give them very strong boost to their day.
Well, you know, and it would be nice to use your celebrity to you know, if that helps a cause. Sometimes I think it's better to help a cause by actually getting your feet on the ground and actually know what you're talking about. So I'd love to be on the, you know, help out in that way too. But I think to do the work is and understand what it really is before you go talking about it is important.
You're the exact kind of volunteer that we need, and the fact that you're
unemployed,
right, and available, and just like, hey, come do this. No, but you've met our office celebrity, Steve Knudsen, who's there. Steve's been there every Wednesday for 6 years,
really?
Unless he's on vacation. He's retired. Awesome. And just a shout out to Steve Knudsen, because he is reliable and faithful. And to have people that you know you can count on and that have that availability and are just going to go and do and take care of it is really important to what we do, and allows us to do other things that are, you know, we have to do in the office that aren't nearly as fun as being with our clients. But those are just really, really valuable to have community members who said, this is worth my time.
And I think just having voices around in general that are supportive of refugees, and especially someone who might be well-known, their face in the public, politicians, civic leaders, celebrities that are, like, I mean, honestly, to someone, they probably mean a lot. And to see someone supporting immigrants and refugees in the community and helping out, giving a hand, that's just so, so valuable. Whether or not you think of yourself in that way, it, like Esther Brock said, it's valuable to those people that are like, hey, you're giving the time for me. And then for those that look up to you, and your kids, seeing the work that you're doing with us. So we definitely appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate it. Yeah. It really makes me happy.
Yeah. It does make people happy as well.
It's very fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dana's here now, so
sharing a mic with Carissa, so it's just getting real close.
You're gonna pull something
in my space.
I think being a volunteer or intern with KRM, interpreter, I'm sure too, it's not just that you're giving your time to the other individual and that they are receiving something, you're definitely receiving something too. And I was just saying this the other day, like, we're definitely addicted to our jobs. I mean, we're addicted to that good feeling that we get in return. And and sometimes you feel kind of selfish, even though you're doing such selfless work. I mean, taking your time, driving someone around, but that you are actually getting something back from it too. Whether it's like a cultural exchange or just knowing that you were able to do something tiny for someone. It's that feeling that we are able to have, it's indescribable. And it keeps us coming back and keeps volunteers coming back.
That's right. I've been at it for 12 and a half years now, so still there, hanging. Yeah. But no,
It's a great thing.
It is great. And it's because people like you, Esther Brock. I mean, what I get in return, what pours into my life from being a caseworker for you, being this, and then a friendship. And a relationship where I'm like, Esther Brock's my friend. Absolutely. And we get to work together now, him as an interpreter. And by the way, Esther Brock is an amazing interpreter.
Thank you, I'm trying to be the best.
So good. But yeah, those relationships. And we worked on a video project for hopefully this grant that we're going to get. And Steve helped us with that too. But we had a filming little night at my house.
Oh, wow.
And it's just... Yeah, I mean, Congolese and Syrians are all there hanging out. We're making this little thing to hopefully get some money to showcase who refugees and immigrants are in Lexington. And what's better, right? I mean, what could be a better thing for Lexington? For, I mean, like Dana said, selfishly, I love it. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else.
It's a great community. I tell that to people when I go work. And I go, it's an amazing, because the idea is, oh, you live in a, you know, smaller area of Kentucky, and they have an idea of what that is. And I go, no, you would have, it's diverse, it's tons of progress, and it's a really great place. I'm so glad we live here.
Yeah.
Artistically, it's an incredible place. I mean, we have a ballet, we have a philharmonic, we have a
Yeah. Right.
You know,
some big cities didn't have this.
No, a lot of cities activities. Don't have that.
Yeah, it's like bigger cities, like they don't have that much of art activities.
My daughter dances and they do a recital at the Opera House and it's incredible. And I go, do you realize that if you lived in New York, you would not have this experience right now?
That's what I hear from some people as well. It's like incredible. From Miami, they didn't have like as much of art fairs or shows as much as they have in Miami. That's what makes me shocked. Like, wow.
Yeah, it's a really great place.
It's a good town.
And we're one of the top four cities for refugees?
For Congolese. Okay. Yeah, we're actually the third. 14th overall. But we're third for Congolese. So that's big. Yeah, it's a big community. Deal.
It's growing. It's growing bigger every time and then, you know.
Yeah, that's great. We love Lexington.
I do the same.
We have a couple more minutes left and... Steve, I'm just going to ask you, what's your favorite project you've worked on? Movie, TV show, like what's the thing? If people are going to do
something. It's hard, you know, it depends on what, you know, if the project that fulfilled that childhood dream of like being in a movie was Comanche Moon that no one saw. It was the made for TV, it was the prequel to Lonesome Dove where I played Gus McCrae. And that was that was so fun, you know, to be a part of a Western. Yeah. And, you know, Sahara was a dream come true. You know, we shot in Morocco and lived in a small village of Erfurt for 3.5 months. And culturally, it was incredible. And we blew stuff up every day. It was great. You know, one of my, you know, Happy Texas, what a great, you know, I watched that movie like I'm not even in it. I laugh so hard at that. It's so funny, you know.
It's a good one.
So there's a lot of different, you know, that thing you do. I don't know.
Yes, of course. That's a good one. Dana, you've got so much fruit. You've got so much to watch. We're going to have a whole weekend.
So at different periods of your life, things are favorites and things aren't so much favorites. And, you know, but there's a handful of amazing jobs. You know?
That's great.
I'm a lucky person. I get to go do this stuff. So
yeah, that's great.
It's a crazy, crazy thing.
Esterbrock, anything else you want to say to us today? Or
well, it was a great opportunity to be here and to let people even listen to us and tell some of my experiences and the process I've been through to come here. It was a great opportunity to be with all of you guys. I mean, it was a very nice time I had spent here. It's amazing.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
This show will re-air on Saturday from 5 to 6. So we're on twice a week. Tuesdays 1 to 2. I'm sorry. 2 to 3. Sorry. And Saturdays 5 to 6. And we do have a little promo video now on LCR's Facebook page if you want to check us out. Bluegrass Refugee Voices. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Esterbrock. Thanks, Dana, for popping in.
You're welcome.
And, yeah. Have a great week, everybody.
You too.